Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today, we are finishing the three-test framework for building capitalization. The third test is called the adaptation test. The regulation is TRIES, Reg. 1.263A-3L. The adaptation test asks a different question than the betterment and restoration test. It is not asking whether the work made the property better or restored it. It is asking, did you change what the property is used for? Here is the rule. If you adapt a unit of property to a new or different use, and that use is not consistent with your ordinary use of the property when you first placed it in service, you must capitalize the cost. It is not a repair, it is a capital expense. Think about what that means in practice. Say you own a building that you originally placed in service as a warehouse. You used it to store goods. Then years later, you gut part of it and convert it to retail space. The work you did to make that space suitable for retail, the lighting, the new flooring layout, the display fixtures, all of that is adapting the property to a new use. It must be capitalized. Or say you have office space and you convert it to a laboratory, or industrial space that becomes residential. Any conversion where the new use is fundamentally different from the original use falls under this test. The regulation is narrow in a useful way. It only applies to adaptations to a new or different use. Maintenance and improvements that keep the property doing what it has always done, even if they make it do that better, are analyzed under the betterment and restoration tests, not the adaptation tests. Now, why does this matter for cost segregation? Conversions and change of use projects are exactly the situations where a study adds the most value. When you adapt a property, the interior components often change significantly. New fixtures go in, old ones come out, new systems are installed. All of those new components need to be classified correctly for depreciation. When you have a study performed on the converted space, the engineer identifies the new components and assigns them to the right depreciation classes. Some may qualify as 5-year or 15-year property rather than 39-year property. The adaptation cost may have to be capitalized, but with the study, it gets capitalized into the correct faster depreciating buckets as much as the facts allow. The adaptation test also interacts with the 9 building systems defined in the unit of property regulation. Each system is analyzed separately. So an adaptation of the electrical system to support new retail fixtures is analyzed against the electrical system unit, not the whole building. The short version, adaptation costs that change your building's use must be capitalized. A cost seg study on the adapted space makes sure those capitalized costs are assigned to the fastest possible depreciation classes. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Your report's authority library has the full set of regulations that govern how your property is classified and depreciated.